So my name's Sian Cleaver, and I am an engineer, a spacecraft engineer, I guess you would say. I'm currently working for Airbus in Germany, the space part of Airbus, and I am involved in a really exciting program called the Orion European Service Module Program. And for that, I'm the industrial manager.
So what is the Orion European Service Module? I mean, it sounds, it's a bit hard to unpick. What is that?
Okay, so if you cast your mind back to perhaps the Apollo era or images that you've seen of the Apollo spacecraft, we're kind of doing a similar thing. Basically, in the next few years, we're going to return to the moon. We're going to return humans to the moon. And for the first time, we're going to bring women to the moon as well. So it's a super exciting time. But of course, we need a new spacecraft to do that. So Orion is part of this system that we're going to use to take astronauts back to the moon. So essentially, we've got a new rocket, bigger than ever before, bigger than the Saturn V rockets that we use for the Apollo missions. And then we've got different modules on top of that that we need to get us to the moon. So obviously, right at the top, you've got your astronauts sitting in sort of like a cone-shaped module. That's being built in the US. But the bit that I'm involved with is the European contribution, and that's a module that sits just behind the crew module, and it provides everything, basically. It provides all the consumables, so it provides everything that astronauts need to stay alive in space, so the water, the oxygen, the nitrogen, but it also has the really important job of propelling the astronauts to the moon. So they'll launch on a big rocket to get them out of the Earth's atmosphere and into space, but then when that separates away, basically, we just have one module sitting behind the crew module, and that's what propels the astronauts into space. And that's where Europe is involved, and that's what I'm involved in helping to build this module. But it's not just one, a bit like Apollo. There's going to be a series of these spacecraft. We're going to do a test flight originally, then we're going to take astronauts just to do a loop around the moon. It's pretty cool. And then eventually, with the third one, we will hopefully be landing astronauts on the moon again. And it will go on from there. So this is really a series of missions that I'm involved with. I mean, without the European Service Module, we can't get those astronauts to the moon. I mean, we need something to propel them there. We need to support them and provide all the life support systems and the power, of course, as well, to get us there. And that's everything that the service module does. So, yeah, I guess it's quite a mundane title for something that is actually really super important and really valuable for this whole mission concept, really.